Okay, well, today I'm excited to speak on the force of thankfulness for this Thanksgiving Sunday. The force of thankfulness. I love the power of thankfulness, and often I've called it the force of thankfulness. I can't remember who I heard that from first, whether that was Brother Jerry or Pastor George. Somebody, I've heard it before, but they refer to it as the force of thankfulness. And I love that because often we think about the force of faith or the force of joy, but he said thankfulness and the spirit of thankfulness is a spiritual force. And when it's released, there is such power that is released in the force of thankful heart and the spirit of thankfulness. So this morning we're going to talk about thankfulness and the force of thankfulness for this Thanksgiving Sunday. How many times can I say the word thankful in one sentence? So thankfulness. So I would love to speak this morning on three things that thankfulness produces. The force of thankfulness, what are three things that thankfulness produces? And I know thankfulness does so much, so you could list 3,000 things that thankfulness could produce. But I just got put in my heart this morning, we're just going to share three things that comes out of a thankful heart. But in order to do that, I need a little bit of help from some of the people in the room. So this is going to be going back to like school days. So what I've got a list here, and if I read out your name, I'm just going to ask you to really quickly just come out the front, just on this side here. So if I read out your name, if you can just hop up, run out, and just gather over here and await further instructions. I promise you, it's not going to be anything too bad. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready? I think the first name on my list. Ready? Jordan, Brooke, Graham. Erica Lee, David, Jocelyn, Pastor Peter, Madison, Felicity. Give them a hand. They're coming out. Come on out. One. Two, three. Yes, just down there. And not quite finished. Priscilla, Pastor Christine. Woo. Give them a hand. All right. Now, I've just got the next thing I'm going to do, a bit like school, I'm going to call out one more name, but this time I don't want you to come out the front. I'm just going to ask you a really simple question that you need to answer. Are we ready? All right. Sheridan, how many people are up here? 10. There we go. Give her a hand. Woo! Now, the purpose of this, you might say, this is a really weird school lesson. Is that Sheridan, as an absolutely intelligent as she is, had to count how many people were here. Because if you would say this group of people would be too many for you to just glance over and go, oh, yep, there's 10. Yep, 10 people. That's it. No, as anybody would, and thank you. I was like, Lord, if she doesn't have to count, I'm like, I don't know. Like, she's like, if she's some superhuman that actually doesn't have to count, but thank you for having to count. But she looked over and had to just spend a second. Yeah, oh, yep, there's 10 people there. Now, everyone can give you a hand. You guys can all sit down again. Now, I'm going to follow on from the Bible story that Brooke was just speaking on so powerfully in Luke. The story of the 10 lepers. So, you guys were all lepers this morning. No. The story of the 10 lepers. This is something which I stole. People might have remembered that analogy from a message that Pastor Peter actually gave years ago in the old church. It's one of those messages that just absolutely has stuck with me for I don't know how many years beyond. But he referenced this story of the 10 lepers, and he talked about the fact. So if we just read, it's in Luke 17, verse 11. It says, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. So our 10 lepers who stood at a distance. Oh, so you were Jesus, Sheridan. Yeah, there you go. You were Jesus. And lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and praising God with a loud voice. And he fell at the face of Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus said, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner. And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well, or your faith has made you whole. And I always remember the analogy Pastor Peter gave when he said, seeing a group in a distance, he said, a group of 10 is too many people for you just to know, oh, there's 10 people. He said it meant that Jesus had taken notice of the number of people and expected every single one of those people to come back and give thanks. He didn't say to the man, he said, oh, you're back. Weren't there others with you? Where are the others? He said, where are the other 9? He said, I expected every 9, every 10 to come back and give thanks. So he said, in order for that group, he said, for a group in a distance, he said, Jesus had taken notice of every single person and expected every single one of them to come back. It wasn't just a, oh, where are the other 9? Oh, there was 10 of you. No, he'd taken notice. There was 10. 10 should have returned to give thanks. I fully believe if 8 came back, he would have said, where are the other 2? You know, he wouldn't have just said, oh, great, I healed a group and a group came back. He would have said, no, there was 2 more. I expected every single one of those people to come back and give thanks. So just like Brooke so powerfully spoke about this morning in this story, that part of the process of what God does is he expects the cycle to come back, and it's giving thanks at the end. So it was the fact that all were healed of the disease, but when one came back and gave thanks, as Brooke said, he was made whole. He was blessed. There was his full breakthrough came with that, and it closed the loop and started the cycle of what God was doing in his life. So I believe wholeheartedly part of giving thanksgiving and giving praise and giving thanks is that part of the cycle of what God is doing. And God says Jesus expected all 10 to come back and to close the loop and to give thanks, because all 10 of them could have been made whole. All 10 of them could have been made, reading in different translations, where it says like it was like an internal, like you've been made well, you've been made whole, you've been given shalom. It's saying all 10 of them could have come and got that. But only one came back to give thanks, and only one of them can finish that cycle. Only one of them came and got their full victory, because Jesus expected everyone to come back. So I want to say, for the force of thankfulness, 3 things that thankfulness produces. Number one, might be, that's right. Number one is it closes the loop and brings the full breakthrough. Closes the loop and releases you into your full breakthrough. So I want to encourage you this morning. Are you coming back? Are you closing the loop? So many times in this culture, we are so quick to just move on. We've been praying and praying and praying for breakthrough. You get it and like, fantastic, I'm moving on. But if we say, no, I'm coming back and saying, thank you, Jesus, I'm giving you praise. I'm not just moving on, I'm coming back and giving him praise. I'm not going to be like the 9. I'm going to be the one who comes back and says, Jesus, I give you praise and I thank you and honor you for what you're doing. And that releases you into that blessing. It releases you into the cycle of the blessing. And the fact that Jesus expected it, it's what God wants us to do. It's what God wants us to do, to come back. So we're going to be like the one that came back. So that's number one. It closes the loop and releases you into your full breakthrough. Something else that thankfulness produces, the force of thankfulness, is number two, it shifts your focus. Something that I think is such a great tool, and it's something that Joyce Meyer has taught on so much. I'm not even sure which book. I feel like she's mentioned it in multiple books and teaching, but she talks about the power of choosing to give thanks and choosing to say, to thank God in the midst of a situation, in the midst of a circumstances. So something that thankfulness does is it forces you to praise God. It forces you to shift your focus from what is happening to what God is doing. You know, and something that Joyce Meyer encourages us to do is that she says that if you're in the middle of a situation and if you're going through something, she encourages you to stop and actually start listing things that you're grateful for in that moment, to start listing things that you're thankful for. So I want to give an example that there was a time a while ago where I was going to work, and it was just one of those days. Things were tough. I was going through a really tough situation. Things were hard. And here I was driving to work, and I know everyone else in the room has such a good attitude when you drive to work, particularly if it's a Monday morning. I feel like that's the upbeat, yes, I'm going to work kind of people in here, yeah, woo, going to work. sometimes I'm not as good as all you. And I was struggling on that, you know, on that Monday morning going to work. And I was over here and I was, you know, over here just underneath the problem, thinking about all the things that were going on, all the things that I was facing. And I was really struggling. And suddenly in the heaviness and the weight sitting in, and suddenly I remember the teaching. I think Mom had actually, you know, encouraged me with this teaching. And she said, you know, that to start listing things that you're grateful for. Start listing things that you're thankful for in this moment. And, you know, when you're feeling like this and the weight is on you and you're over here, and it's like, Lord, I don't want to think about things I'm thankful for right now because this is so big. You know, this is so big. This is so important. How can I, you know, those things are so little because, but this is so big. And it's got the highest priority. And sometimes you think, well, if I start thanking God, you know, it's going to like, you know, I'm not giving enough, you know, importance to what I'm going through. But I remember driving feeling so heavy, and God, and I remember these words: start thanking God, start listing things you're grateful for. So I come over here into God's camp, and I just started saying, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you. I've got a job. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I'm driving to a job. In this climate, Lord, so many people have lost jobs and would do anything for a job. And I thank you, God, I'm driving to a job. I don't care what job it is, I'm driving to a job, Lord, and I thank you. And then I start saying, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that I'm in a car. Lord, thank you that I'm not on public transport. I thank you that I'm in a car. I'm driving to work. Lord, thank you, Jesus, that I've got a car to drive to work in. And then I started saying, well, you know what? Thank you, Lord, that my job is so close, that I only have to drive, you know, 10, 15 minutes to get there. You know, I'm not spending 2 hours in my car right now getting to a job. Thank you, Lord, for that. God, thank you for this job that I'm going to. Thank you that it's only a few minutes away. Thank you that I've got a car to go into. Lord, thank you for the people. You know, start thinking about people I'm about to see at work. Lord, I just want to give you thanks for them. Lord, they've been a real blessing to me. I want to thank you that they're in my life. And, you know, as you start doing that, suddenly it's amazing that this heavy, really big, weighty, important thing over here suddenly starts to shrink in significance because you start realizing, you know what? It puts into perspective, you know what? That seems so big, but look at how good my God is. Look at how good my God is. Look at all the other things he has done in my life. Let me start praising him for all the other things. And you know, one of the things I really love about that is what I like to call airtime. You know, one of the things about being over here and being under this weight is I feel like, you know, my voice, the airtime of my voice, I'm giving the enemy all my airtime. You know, I'm glorifying the enemy in everything I'm doing. If all I can talk about is this big, heavy thing, it's like, what a waste of my airtime today. What a waste of my voice today. If all I'm doing is glorifying what the enemy's doing, oh, it's been so hard, oh, it's been so this, oh, it's so hard, oh, it's tough, oh, and I feel so sick, I feel this. You know what? What a waste of my voice today, because all I'm doing is glorifying and giving you an airtime and words to what the enemy is doing. When I said, you know what, instead of doing that, I could be over here and I could actually, you know what, this might be going on, but I'm not going to give you any airtime today, enemy. I'm not giving you any airtime. I'm over here and I'm going to choose to give airtime to all the things that God has done, all the things that God is doing. I'm going to choose to only glorify God. I'm not going to glorify you, enemy. You know, I know in my heart I wouldn't be glorifying him, but giving him all that words is only just praising him essentially for what he's done in your life and giving him recognition around for what the enemy's doing. But saying, you know, you're not worth that. I'm only going to use my voice today to praise God. I'm only going to use my voice and my airtime today to give God thanks. And as you do that, as we said, your faith starts to build. Because as you start listing the things that you're thankful for, it shifts your focus and you start remembering how good your God is. You start remembering how great he is, how many times he's come through before. You know, when you start thanking God for your job, you start remembering that time 5 years ago when you were praying for a job and this one came up. You know, when you start thanking God for the car you're driving and you start remembering the time you didn't have a car and it was just on your vision board. You know, when you start thanking God for your spouse, you remember the time, I remember when I was praying on my knees for God to bring his partner into my life. When you start thanking God for things, it starts lifting your faith for what God is, what God has done and what he can do. When you start giving thanks for the things in your life, it starts praising God. And we all know from scripture that praise ushers in God to work. The more you praise God, you are inviting his presence. You are inviting the God of the breakthrough to step in your situation. So even even though you might be feeling over on this camp, you might be feeling weighed down, I want to encourage you this morning to start saying, you know what? On choice, I'm not going to give you airtime today, devil. I'm not going to give you any of my day. You don't deserve that. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to start listing things that I am thankful for. Maybe it's as simple as I'm thankful that I'm sitting on a seat. I thank you, God, that I've got seats in this church and I'm not standing up. There are countries where they're probably standing right now for church and I'm sitting on a nice and it's comfy and I'm grateful for it. You know what? I'm thankful that I've got shoes on today. You know, I remember that day when the sole broke off my shoe and I had to walk through the mud and the water. You know what? This morning, I've got good shoes on and I'm grateful for them. If it's as simple as that, you start saying things and you start giving God praise, because as you do that, it ushers in and it invites God to actually step into that situation. Because, you know, one of the things I don't like, you know, you've all heard teaching like this before, but one of the things I don't like is it can start to be because your problem's not important. You know, the whole change of perspective is about being like, just be grateful for what you've got, you know? Come on, just be grateful. You can't stop being upset about that. Be grateful for all the good things in your life. And it's like a condemnation on you. You know, I remember the amount of times I've sat in, you know, different speeches or different things, and it's like condemnation. You know, why were you upset about this morning? You should be grateful you've got a house. Why were you upset the pipe burst? Be grateful you've got a house. Come on. You know, and it's like, no, it's not about condemnation, because the problem is real. I'm not saying, why are you upset about that medical diagnosis when you've got a car? You know, it's like, no, I'm not saying your problem is not real. And I'm not saying the problem is not actually something that you have that has caused hurt and frustration. I'm not saying that problem is something that is a really big deal in your life. I'm not saying just be grateful. You've got too much to be grateful to be upset about that. No. Because everyone here is, you know, you're going through real things. You're going through real heaviness. But what I'm saying is, when you start to come over to this side, it actually invites God to work in that real problem. As you start praising God, it invites God, the bell prism, God of the breakthrough, to step in. Because when you're over here and you're stuck under here and you're afraid to go over there because you're like, if I go over there, it's like I have to pretend like the problem's not there. No, when you're stuck over here, you're limiting what God can do. You're hindering God. You're inviting heaviness. You're inviting you're inviting the enemy and him in, rather than giving God an open door to come in and work. So I'm saying this morning, you know, I love the scripture. It says, for he changes spirit of heaviness for a spirit of thanksgiving, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, over here, we're getting rid of the spirit of heaviness and saying, no, I'm choosing over here the garment of praise for what he's doing and what he has done, in Jesus' name. Like that song, sometimes we've got to get up out of that grave and say, I'm getting up and I'm coming over here. So number two, thankfulness shifts your focus and shifts your perspective and invites God to work. Number three, it blesses others. You know, one of the things that when I was preparing this message, it was amazing how, when I'm thinking, I was praying, I'm like, Lord, what are the benefits of thankfulness? What are some of the fruit of thankfulness? And it was amazing how so many of the things, everything that I was thinking of, was all about how it would bless me. And I was like, oh, yep, you know, it releases me into my full breakthrough. Oh, yeah, number two, it shifts my focus, you know, and it helps me come out of that and invites God to work. And it was amazing how quickly we start just to think of how much, you know, what benefits does that have for me? You know, I'll be thankful as long as it's going to benefit me, you know, as long as it's going to help my situation. And I started realizing the Lord was saying, actually, giving thanks and thanksgiving is, if not more, about the people that you're thanking and loving, or, you know, just as much about the people that you're giving thanks to. You know, when you choose to thank, you know, and specifically I'm even talking about, you know, right now we've been mostly talking about what God's done for you, but now specifically thinking about what other people in your life have done, when you choose to come with a heart of thanksgiving and you choose to show thankfulness and you choose to thank those in your life, it blesses them so much, and the amount that it can do in their life. And we can be a part of what God is doing in them. And not only blesses us in our situation, it blesses those around you. You know, so talking about giving thanks specifically for people and people in your life, you know, it's a sign of honor. It's an honoring to what they've done. It's giving them honor and respect, just like they came back to Jesus. You know, how rude really it is that someone has just healed them of this disease that had them cut off from society. And someone has just healed them and it's like, great, on my way. What about the honor to come back to Jesus and say, thank you, I just want to honor you for what you've done. You know, so we do that with our Father. What about the other people in your life? You know how quickly in our society it's like, yep, great, got that, on my way. Actually, no, I want to come back and I want to honor you. I want to give you honor for what you've done. I want to thank you for what the thing that you have done in my life. I want to thank you for the part you've played. There's a few scriptures I want to pop up on the screen. We'll just read them through really quick. Here we go, about just how many times the Bible talks, those who wrote the books of the Bible on purpose thanked the people in their life. You know, Ephesians, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Philippians 1:3, I thank God in all of my remembrance of you. 1 Corinthians 1, I give thanks to my God always because of the grace that of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. I give thanks to my God always for you. You know, 1 Thessalonians 1, we give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers. You know, how many, and that is just a few of them, it is mentioned so many times, particularly in all the letters in the New Testament, that during their letters they say, I just want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for you. The letters I'm writing, I want to thank God for what you've done. You know, Paul said, I want to thank you for the way that you've sowed into my life. I want to thank you for your financial support. You know, I want to thank you for the way that you have blessed us. I love how it says that we, you know, how many times it says, I remember you in my prayers. I remember you in my prayers. I want to say thank you. I thank God for you all the time, and I remember you when I pray, and I give thanks to them in prayer. So I want to encourage us today in the spirit of thankfulness and the force of thanksgiving. What are some people in our life that we can then extend that thankfulness to? What are some people or things in our life that maybe we're taking for granted, or it's just become, you know, just become the norm? And you say, I want to honor them. I want to give thanks to them. I want to recognize them for what they've done in my life. And I want to give them thanks because it blesses them and encourages them. You know, you can bring, like Pastor Andrew Robertson talked about a few weeks ago, the encouragement that you can bring to someone, the way it can lift somebody up when you've thanked them, the way that it honors them for what they've done, the way they feel valued when you come back and give thanks to someone for who they are and what they've done. And I want to be a part of that in that spirit of thanksgiving. I want to come and say, Lord, what are the people? Who are the people in my life? Who is around me that I want to come and I can give them thanks? I can honor them today. You know, are there people in your life, you know, that you can think of right now that you think, Lord, I just want, next time I see them, maybe they're in the room now, so, you know, you'll see them very soon. You can say, I just want to go up and I just want to thank them for what they're doing. I just want to thank them for their part of my life. You know, you can be so creative. You know, I love, you know, everyone in our family is so great. They're so beautiful. They're like, they'll always be, you know, texting us thanks. And I love, you know, there are people in our family that every time you might have given them a gift, they'll send you a really long text to say, this just meant so much to me. And not just a thanks for that. It was a, can I tell you why that gift meant a lot to me? I appreciated the time you put into it. Can I tell you why this gift meant a lot to me? You know, and every time I would get a text like that, it's like, wow, that has blessed me tremendously because of the time they've taken to show that honor and thanksgiving. You know, what other things could you do in your life? Can you just send a text to someone and say, I just want to text you and say, I appreciate you being in my life. I appreciate that you're my friend. I appreciate you standing with me. You know, can you text your life group and say, I just want to thank you all for praying with me today and for praying and standing with me. Can you, you know, our pastors, you know, we're going to lead on to in a few minutes and we'll talk more about how, like, we've been doing today. Can I just thank my pastors? You don't have to have a pastor's appreciation to thank them. You know, you can do it all 12 months of the year, which I know so many people in this church does. How many times can you say, I'm just going to text my pastor and say, you know what, nothing particular. I just want to thank you for praying with me. I want to thank you for what you do for this church. You know, there are people in your work, there are people in your family. You know, can you thank your spouse? Can you say, you know what? I just want to say thank you. I want to thank you and think of a characteristic that means a lot to you. You can say, I just really appreciate that you always show this characteristic and I really appreciate it. I want to bless you. You know, the people within Breakthrough. You know, I love, who loves getting a smile from Graham every time you come into church on a Sunday morning? Give him a hand. I love that you come in and there's a smiling face and a welcome hand ready to shake and to greet you into church. So you know what? Next time you say, Graham, thank you for giving me a smile every time I come into church this morning. Thank you for that. You know, there, and we love our team breakthrough. Anytime you see one of our team breakthrough, you could say, I just want to thank you for what you've done this morning. I want to thank you for how you've served this morning. So I want to say, in the spirit of thanksgiving, it not only blesses you, but it blesses others in your life. It blesses those around you. You know, and I just want to say in that note, I'm not talking about flattery. You know, there's a big difference. I'm not talking about flattery. Pastor Peter has given great messages on how flattery is poisonous. Flattery, you don't want flattery in your life. Flattery is shallow and it's actually poison. You know, I've been at a lot of maybe modern type teaching where it's just like, oh, it's just so lovely when you turn around and just, you know, just say how much you love the person around you. You know, and it's nice, but it's just all a lot of, you know, fluff and air and, oh, I love you and I actually love you so much. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think you do. I think you're just in the emotion of love right now and we're all just loving everyone and crying and it's lovely. I love you. Appreciate you. Thank you. You know, I'm not talking about just, oh, I'm just going to flippantly give out words to whoever. I'm saying, no, genuine thankfulness, genuine, deep, I mean this from my heart. I'm in a spirit of thankfulness. I'm not in the emotion of it all. I'm in a genuine, God, I'm over here in the camp of thankfulness. And I'm saying, Lord, I want to actually operate in that. I'm going to come out with genuine thankfulness. I'm going to come out with genuine appreciation for what someone has done, for what God is doing. You know, sometimes when you praise God, just talking about when you praise God, you know, it's great to say, Lord, I just praise you. You're so good. God, you're amazing. God, you're so big. God, I praise you. You're so good. But how much more amazing is and how much more does it build your faith when you start getting specific and you start saying, God, I thank you that you are so strong. I thank you, Lord, that my family is still standing. Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, you are so good to me because I remember that time, you know, that we had no money and that we were praying and suddenly someone came and just gave us money out of nowhere. Lord, you are our provider. God, you are such a good provider. You know, how much more does your faith build when you're not just saying, God, you're wonderful. God, you're so good. Like, that's great. I'm not saying you don't say that. But instead of just being, yeah, God, you're so good, it's actually, no, Lord, I am on purpose releasing thankfulness. I'm on purpose releasing thanks and gratitude and thanksgiving to you. For the people around you, I'm on purpose doing that. So three things the force of thankfulness produces. It closes the loop and releases you into your full breakthrough. We're going to be like the one. We're not going to be like the nine. Number two, it shifts your focus. It takes you away from the heaviness in camp over here and it starts shifting your focus. It starts building your faith to see who God is and invites the God of the breakthrough into your situation. And I want to encourage you now, actually, you know, throughout this week, if you find yourself over here in a heavy situation, if you find yourself underneath some heaviness, I want you to practice that. To actually say, you know, right now I'm going to stop. And I'm going to start listing things I'm thankful for. You know, you could write them down. You could say them out loud if you're by yourself or with others, you can say it with others. But, you know, you can start thinking them and saying, I'm actually going to on purpose start releasing thankfulness right now and choose, even though I'm over here, I'm going to choose to come over here and start releasing that and to start seeing my perspective change and to see God step in. And number three, it blesses others. It's a part of honoring. It's a part of that cycle of honoring and blessing and encouraging those around you. It's not just about what Thanksgiving brings us. It's about what it brings to those around you and how it loves them and those around you.